I've made my plans. I'm setting my pace.
It's from the brand new album Storyteller, and it's by Dee Dee McNeil, who joins us from her home in Los Angeles, California. Dee Dee McNeil, it's great to get to talk with you. Great album, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, John. I'm very pleased to talk to you also.
You wrote 8 of the 10 songs on this album, or co-wrote them, but you've been writing songs for decades, including going back to your time at Motown Records. Could you talk a little bit about your time at Motown before we get into this great new album?
Sure. I had a local hit on a group called The Precisions many years ago in Detroit. It's a funny thing. It was re-released about 3 years ago in the U.K., as a double set album on The Precisions. They were a male group that was a lot like The Temptations. They danced and had high energy and had that kind of harmony. And someone who worked at Motown, who was a friend of mine named Morris Broadnecks, who was a co-writer of mine, said, you know, you write good songs. You should go to Motown and audition, especially since you have this local hit on these guys. And so I did. And I auditioned for Berry Gordy's brother. He was the head of Joe Bennett Publishing at that time. I sat at the piano and played and sang a couple of songs, and he said, oh, I think that's a hit on the Four Tops. And he called Johnny Bristol on the telephone and said, come up to my office right away. And it was a song called What is a Man?
Hmm.
And they signed me that same day as the contract songwriter with Motown.
A man can walk proudly down in the street. Man's not ashamed of what he believes. He knows how to laugh, he knows when to cry, he knows how to live.
Ernie's tall and strong as oak, sings for kings and common folk. He came up fast and got it right, singing on his path through life. Ernie Grau.
The new album is called Storyteller. It's Dee Dee McNeil, who joins us from her home in Los Angeles. And this is a jazz album, and you've basically been a jazz performer for a long, long time. But you said on this album, you decided you didn't want to do jazz standards. You wanted to do your own songs. How come?
Well, I think that's how I started in the business, as a songwriter. And a lot of times when I was working, people wanted me to sing jazz standards. Even at Motown, when I was writing music and playing those songs on the piano and singing, they used to always say, quit playing those ninths and 13th jazz chords. Just give me a triad, 1-3-5, Dee Dee, 1-3-5. So I was always jazzy.
Is that the way you grew up? I mean, was that the way you grew up in your house? There was jazz and maybe some blues and gospel music playing all the time in your house?
Absolutely. Yeah. Billie Holiday, Dinah Washington, early Aretha when she was recording jazz, Count Basie Big Band, Duke Ellington, Lil Green. Yeah, we grew up listening to that.
He's got blues as ever.
Well, the Storyteller song is a tribute to Ernie Andrews, one of the great jazz vocalists. What is your connection to Ernie?
Well, I met Ernie out here, and he was always encouraging me in my career. And he was just a wonderful artist to watch. You know, when other artists go hear artists, we're always watching how they do it, how they work an audience, how they phrase. And I said, oh my God, this gentleman is amazing. So he became one of my heroes and friends. He's a friend of mine. And one day I thought, I'm going to write a song about Ernie. So I did, and then I called him up. I said, Ernie, I've written a song. He said, oh, you want me to hear one of your originals? I said, it's about you. I want your approval. What? He said. So I rode over to his house, and I played it and sang it to him. And he said, oh, I'm so honored. I love it.
Ernie tells it like it is. He knows about the music biz. He sings the truth in perfect time. Ernie is a friend of mine. He's got blues as hell, yeah.
Well, another song on the album is another tribute. It's Blues for Harold McKinney. Could you talk a little bit about Harold himself, and why did you want to do a tribute song to Harold, or for Harold?
Well, I'm a historian. I'm a writer as well as not just a songwriter, but a journalist, and I've been writing about jazz for years. I even used to write for the people that do Jet Magazine, and Ebony had a magazine out called Black Star. And I used to write for them. And so I'm really into the history of music and musicians. And Harold McKinney was such a revolutionary musician and teacher, educator, music educator in Detroit, Michigan, where I'm from. And I just was thinking about all of the wonderful people who have come up studying with Harold. I co-wrote this with Alan Barnes, and Alan was one of the original members of the Blackbirds. That was a funk fusion group that Donald Byrd discovered back in the 70s. So Alan came up with the concept and was looking to finish the lyrics. And it was a challenging song because it was an instrumental. It was written with quite a range. But I loved helping him compose those words. So on that one, I didn't have much to do with the music. Was more lyrical.
Not long ago in Detroit, I knew a man whose hands kept jazz alive. The jazzy music he played with pride. When I sing the blues, you can bet I think of Harold McKinney. Night after night as we took the stand, he would demand our very best. His inspirational love would set the tone.
Let's go back to the early 1970s, and you were doing some pretty innovative things back then, and you were involved with the group called the Watts Prophets Group. To put it broadly, it was a very socially conscious group, not just talking about women's rights, but talking about black people's rights and what was going on. And that's 40-some years ago now, and that's still going on today. We're still talking about the same things that you were writing about and performing about back in the early 1970s. First of all, what was it like back then? What was going on and what you had to deal with in your life, and how difficult it was to see that maybe a good chunk of the country either didn't understand or didn't care what you were going through?
Well, it's still frustrating, actually. I feel like today is worse than the 60s because so many people, young people of color, feel that because we have a black president, that things have changed. But actually, I think that it's clearly worse now because it's so subtle. At least back then, racism was in your face. I mean, you knew you couldn't get hired because you were black. Or I grew up and saw pictures in Jet about Emmett Till. That affected me for the rest of my life. That because he whistled at a white woman, his life was taken. He was beaten to death. Barbed wire was run through his ears. Those pictures were put in Jet Magazine. I never recovered from that.
I look around and see the world and what I think the world should be. A pretty place where every face reflects their own identity. With people smiling ear to ear, where there's no hate and there's no fear, where folks don't want to fight.
It was an amazing time, and we had great leaders then that were mind-provoking. We had Martin Luther King, who I heard in person. We had Malcolm X, who I heard in person. We had Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who I heard in person. You know, we had the Black Panther Party, who I had friends that were in the Black Panther Party. We had Reverend Clegg in Detroit, who was my uncle. So I was raised in that environment of protest and outspokenness about our cultural blackness and our need to elevate. So that's what the Watts Prophets were trying to do, and I appreciated that, and I was so proud to be a part of that group.
No matter where my feet might go, I'd like to hear a warm hello. To have no hunger, no disease. To have clean water, lots of trees. That's my dream. You know what I mean? That's my dream.
Well, Dee Dee McNeil, it's great to talk to you a little bit. Congratulations on the album Storyteller. We love it here on GLT, and looking forward to hearing what you have coming out in the next year, two or three.
John, thank you so much for playing the music. I'm so excited about that and so appreciative.
us the way.
That's my dream.